Lords of Uncreation by Adrian Tchaikovsky, read by Sophie Aldred. The Final Architecture, Book 3. Recent events. The return of the architects has blazed a trail of reworked planets across human space and beyond. Even the hegemony has not proven immune to their attentions. Idris Tellemier's defection to the Parthenon inflamed hostilities between the shipboard warrior women and Hugh, the Council for Human Interests governing humanity's colonies. Thanks to his assistance, the Parthenon has now been able to develop an early class of intermediaries of its own, simultaneously a weapon against the architects and a potential threat to Hugh. A faction within Hugh, led by the Ascaro family, launched an attack against the Parthenon, seeking to annihilate them in a costly war while safeguarding the fleet of Ark ships they had been building and on which they planned to preserve their own pick of humanity. However, this conspiracy was exposed by Hevea Mundi, working for the disgraced spymaster, Chief Larry. Larry is now spearheading the cartel, working with the Hiver Assembly in Aggregate, the hegemonic criminal, Aklu, and the enigmatic alien, Ash the Harbinger, in a cross-species coalition. They have recently stepped in to take control of this Ark fleet and to strong-arm peace and cooperation between Hugh and the Parthenon, unifying their attempts to defend against the common enemy of the architects and, if possible, to strike back against them. Hopes of bringing the fight to the architects have been kindled by Idris's experiments with a functioning originator facility known as the Eye. A maverick research team, led by the Neramathi Ahab, have been using this installation to track down the origin of the architects within Unspace. With the assistance of Idris, they have discovered what appears to be the architect nursery, and believe that an attack into Unspace is possible to end the threat. Idris, however, is sure the architects are merely the slaves of some other unknown power within Unspace, pawns forced to attack worlds against their will. Now the Eye has been brought under the protection of Larry and the others, Idris finds himself at odds with their mission. While trying to protect the very entities that humanity views as the greatest enemy in the universe, he is instead set on locating the true enemy within Unspace. Part 1. Estoc. Chapter 1. Andekka. Andekka Talmar, intermediary in a 3-crew ship named the Skipjack, currently operating with only 2, because every resource was stretched right now, especially the humankind. At her back sat the world of Arsa, a unique ecosystem, agricultural, scientific and mineral prospects, a population of 70 million, mostly humans, but a fair number of Castigar and Hani as well. And every vessel that could get into orbit currently lifting away as many of them as possible. Just like in the old war Historia types, because the old war was back. In front of her, at a distance of several hundred million kilometres, not even visible to the naked eye, the architect. It was eating up that distance at a steady pace, and Andekka's pilot, Staven, had plotted the elegant curve of its course. This would bring it in to intercept Arsa's orbit with pinpoint accuracy, slinging it around the world, and then unmake it, remake it, turn the living world into dead art. Estimates gleaned from Arsa's Kybernet were that around 67 million people would still be planetside when that happened. Best case scenario.
Any word on our backup?
Andekka's scars were itching, the ones that ranged like lightning over her scalp from the surgery. There had only ever been one intermediary born naturally,